producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, I got up this morning to some happy tidings. John Boehner, the Supreme Rhino, the man who's been blocking the repeal of partial birth abortion, the man who's been blocking the repeal of Obamacare, is going to resign in October. It was Congressman Walter Jones in the last year that really launched the move to organize a movement to remove Boehner from the speakership. He was on with us about a month ago. They moved in the House to try to block a vote to remove Boehner or to call for a leadership change, and they learned they didn't have the votes, so they had to stand down. Since then, there have been major movements beneath the surface of the waters to remove him. So believe me, you're going to get the absolute inside baseball coming up in the second hour with Congressman Walter Jones of North Carolina, a true patriot. He's also trying to release the 28 pages of the 9/11 report showing that Saudi Arabia quarterbacked the attacks bare minimum. That's why InfoWars is so important. We broke the Benghazi Stinger missile story first. We've been the spearhead on countless other issues, and the system is afraid of us because we can push a story that isn't getting attention into the mainstream. And it's been my job to try to get other people up and running and other organizations up and running so that we're not the only organization that can effectively do this, obviously out of self-preservation, but more importantly out of the fact that we need more people aware of what's happening and taking action. And that's why I put out a video that I taped last night at like 8 o'clock at night that we launched this morning that's on InfoWars.com, red linked. Obama plans to shut down news organizations. Now, they tried to shut down News Corp. They tried to shut down Rush Limbaugh. I mean, they had him arrested for Viagra. Remember? And I'm not a total fan of Limbaugh. And Limbaugh's for the police state, even though it's attacked him. And I'm up against Limbaugh and all the rest of it. But I don't have fantasies that if Limbaugh had a heart attack or if Limbaugh was arrested, I'd be filling his shoes. Because there's all these idiots out there that go, if we bring down Alex Jones, we'll get his audience. No, it'll dissipate, fools. It's just crazy. But if we don't hang together, we hang separate, to quote Benjamin Franklin. I said support Rush Limbaugh when he was under attack and when he was being boycotted. I said don't let Obama indict News Corp for the hacking scandal. Because whether it happened or not, this White House is so criminal, it's trying to shut down the free press. And if they can take down Limbaugh or they can take down Rupert Murdoch, they can take down anybody. Dinesh D'Souza got thrown in prison for 9 months for doing something that wasn't even illegal, if you look at the statutes. They have indicted the Texas Attorney General who was fighting Obama. The word is they're investigating the governor. And I have that from the highest levels. The governor's followed around everywhere. They're digging through Abbott's garbage. This isn't a game. There is a war on the press. It's unprecedented. And I had an FBI source over a year ago, and another one as well that was more of an informant threatening me on a separate issue, but an FBI source inside, and you know we get all these documents, MIAC, Homeland Security, I mean, we really get these. We're willing to put them out. Other folks get them too. They're just too scared. And they said, listen, I don't know what's going on, but you are under major surveillance, and the feds have been told, dig something up on you. And so you're being given this warning, and I know you don't think you're doing anything wrong, but man, don't speed and, you know, just watch your butt. Well, they couldn't dig anything up. They thought it'd be too political, so then they went to the Federal Trade Commission, and they went to other commissions to have them dig in, and that's what they've been doing, is running around with white gloves trying to find something to come after us. And hey, I just see it, we hit the big time. It's a great badge of honor.
Many are in disbelief today after word of shocking allegations against a Minnesota-based talk syndication company known as GCN. It's claimed that they're the fourth largest talk syndication company in the U.S., making it even more scandalous that they've been accused of helping business owners expose themselves on a massive scale. Let's go live to Tom for more on this story.
It's being called the greatest exposure of our lifetime. While other business owners are beginning to step forward claiming they too exposed themselves with the help of GCN.
It's true. They're all guilty. Every last one of them. GCN helped me get the exposure my company needed, and just think, that was years ago. Today, GCN has like 700 affiliate stations and over 6 million downloads from iTunes and their website every month.
Imagine the exposure your company can get.
Expose your business to the masses. Email advertise at GCNlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. GCN.
Many of the products at InfoWarsLife.com are true game changers. They are compounds that in many areas of the world are actually sold by prescription. But when we look at a product like Survival Shield Nascent Iodine X2, it's something that really has been hiding in plain view for over 100 years. The federal government mandated from the 20s until the 70s that iodine, a crude form of it, be added to table salt because of the incredible health problems that dietary deficiency in iodine was causing. I want to challenge the listeners who've not tried X2 for yourself. What do you have to lose? You are the tip of the spear in the fight for human liberty, and you're getting a high-quality product that has absolutely changed my life and many other people's lives that I know. And the final reason to try X2 is that it's so hard to keep in stock. We ordered the biggest shipment ever 6 months ago, and that is about to sell out. It may be a month or two until more comes in. I want to challenge all of you in the next week to stock up on Survival Shield X2 today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
The human body is more than 60% water. Your brain and muscles are 75% water. And your blood is 92% water. Water is vital to your body, and alkalizing your water is the key to keep it running at its best. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops keep your entire body healthy, boosts energy, promotes weight loss, and even fights cancer. Call 800-518-7615 or go to AlkaVision.com to find out more. That's ALKAVision.com.
You are an individual with your own thoughts, decisions, and actions. So why should you be penalized for not enrolling in the subpar health insurance mandated by the government? Be truly independent. Visit LibertyOnCall.org. LibertyOnCall.org is a bold, innovative alternative allowing you to take back control and make your own decisions about your health care. Mention this ad when you call to learn more. 800-714-6993. That's 800-714-6993. LibertyOnCall.org.
You walk into this room at your own risk, because it leads to the future. Not a future that will be, but one that might be. This is not a new world. It is simply an extension of what began in the old one. It has patterned itself after every dictator who has ever planted the ripping imprint of a boot on the pages of history since the beginning of time. It has refinements, technological advances, and a more sophisticated approach to the destruction of human freedom. But like every one of the super states that preceded it, it has one iron rule. Logic is an enemy and truth is a menace. This is Mr. Romney Wordsworth. In his last 48 hours on Earth, he's a citizen of the state, but will soon have to be eliminated. Because he's built out of flesh, and because he has a mind. Mr. Romney Wordsworth, who will draw his last breaths in the Twilight Zone.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us. It is the Friday worldwide transmission, the 25th day of September 2015. I, of course, will return this Sunday, Lord willing, 4 to 6 p.m. I will be hosting the Sunday transmission. David Knight and Jakari Jackson will be reporting from New York City today in the third hour and joining me Sunday as well. We have Congressman Walter Jones, who spearheaded the movement to have John Boehner step down. People lost their committee memberships, their committee chairmanships. They were targeted. Election money, war chests were piled up to remove them from office. But Walter Jones of North Carolina led the charge and will be giving us the inside scoop on why Boehner announced this morning that he will be resigning from Congress in October. Congressman Jones was on with us 1 month ago, this week, 1 month ago Wednesday, so 32 days ago, and he broke down the fact that they had the votes to get it out of committee. They were going to try to move to have a vote to block it, but Boehner didn't have the votes and so didn't know what to do. Well, now the word is, you'll get it directly from Congressman Jones, is they had the votes. They were going to move next week to remove him. This is another devastating victory against the globalists. The fight now goes to who will go in the ascension of the speakership, if the neocons and the rhinos will be able to block the Tea Party rebellion, that the Democrats and Republicans have combined forces together to block. That's why the Tea Party has been audited, indicted, harassed. That's why military veteran organizations have been harassed. It's why anyone who is a basic classic American has been under attack, is because they know we're popular. They know we have the cure to globalist tyranny. They know that we can bring this country back to greatness, and the globalists are moving on every front to finish this country and Europe once and for all. So the great battle has now been joined. Many people just want to go through life and be left alone. Many people don't have confidence in themselves, so even if they're being bullied, they'll put up with it. I caught myself this morning after I did some elliptical lifting weights, absolutely enthusiastic and happy and proud of myself and satisfied to a degree that I have never been. I felt so manly, so honorable, so good that my conscience was giving me a type of energy I've never felt in my life. Because when I got some of the news in the last year, and more news yesterday confirming it, that there's a major FBI white-collar crime task force directly under Obama and the Justice Department, the Attorney General, with upwards of 20 people working 15 hours a day to find out some way to put me in prison and to shut down InfoWars, I wasn't scared when I confirmed it, but I still was upset by it. My mind was working. But I didn't lose any sleep about it. And then this morning, I was just thinking about all the innocents being chopped up, all the babies. I was thinking about the globalists destabilizing all these countries, the fluoride in the water, the cancer viruses and the vaccines, and how they want to keep their war quiet, underground, their geoengineering, basically invisible. They want to carry out their operation with everybody just in a trance, and the mere fact that we reach over a billion people a month via social networks. We have that from Google's own analytics. We actually show it in the video that's on InfoWars.com. Obama plans to shut down news organization. The fact that we reach hundreds of millions of people every month on different video platforms, 1 million people a day on a podcast, 5 million people a day now on radio. I mean, it really is massive. And the globalists already know it's massive. And I knew launching a TV network that's going to grow slowly and just be a new avenue in their dinosaur brains would really freak them out and scare them, and it certainly has. But thinking about my forebears, thinking about the founding fathers, thinking about the founders of Texas, thinking about my ancestors in England and the things they did, I just really in my gut, in my spirit, understood that I was beginning to approach the stairs to their ranks. And that's the most valuable thing in the world. It isn't fancy cars or big houses or hot tubs or Caribbean beaches that matter in the final equation. It is being honorable. It is standing up for what's right. It's being a good person. And it is upholding your family name. And I can truly be proud of what I've done. Not on some power trip, not in an arrogant way. I've always felt like I haven't done enough. I've always felt like I haven't gone far enough. And if you notice, I've turned the heat up as of late. I've really gotten aggressive and really said what I think. and gone to a whole nother level of aggressiveness because I knew in my gut that that was the right thing to do. And my gut, my spirit, said right back to my conscious mind, yes, now you're lined up with God. Now you're doing what you're supposed to do. And with that, it will draw down the fire of the enemy. But that is expected. We're losing everything. We're becoming enslaved. We're becoming soulless. Because we have been intimidated. We have been cowed. We have been trained to cower on our knees, on our bellies, licking the boots of the system. And then we see the arrogance, the craziness, the chutzpah, the bravado, the hubris of the elite, and it's just mind-blowing. Hillary Clinton looks like a breeze would blow her over. Janet Yellen's having many strokes on TV and can hardly talk. We're simply ruled by piles of trash because we've given in to fear of them and the black uniforms and the jackboots and all the rest of it. And I can really say I am free. I knew when I crossed the threshold bullhorning Bilderberg in 2006, and they sent Richard Holbrook out when I did it, I could feel I was passing a line to another level of opportunity for freedom, but also danger. And I loved every minute of it. And I've passed other lines as well. But launching a TV network that'll take years to grow is only a sign to them to remind them of the indomitable human spirit that refuses to submit. It only reminds them of human empowerment and empowered individuals and the fact that we don't cower in fear to the system. They can't stand that. And so they know full well if word gets to me of what's going on, I'll come on air and talk about it. And they think you're cowards and that you're then going to roll over in fear and not become involved because, oh my gosh, the big bad government might come get you. Let me explain something. We've gone from 1 in 25,000 to 1 in 58 with autism. The CDC saying by 2025, 1 in 3, maybe 1 in 2. They already came for us. They came for our kids. They already killed 55 million babies. They already keep them alive and sell their organs. They already came for us. They've been putting fluoride in the water for 60 years, massive IQ reductions, massive cancer increases. Harvard even admits it. They already came for us. We already got pancreatic cancer, liver cancer, cancer of the bladder, cancer of the kidneys, up multi-thousand percent. They already came for us. They already drove down our wages, shut off our power plants, got rid of our jobs, destroyed our culture, and now are on the news again. This time, mainstream British newspapers legitimizing pedophilia yesterday. They're promoting pedophilia on TV as if it's good. They already came, folks. They already got us. We're already slaves. And my very cells, my cells, cannot go along with this. I am a slave to standing up to tyranny. I'm a slave to conscience. I'm a slave to Jesus Christ, but I chose to be. You people that are slaves to evil, I don't even know what planet you think you're living on. What a pathetic God you serve, you cowards. You think you're being given power on this planet to carry out evil? You will pay in this life, and you will pay in the next. You don't have to believe in God to know when you do bad stuff, it comes back on you. And so at the bottom of the hour, I'll play the report I'm talking about that I shot in one piece, unedited. They put some articles over it just to document what I'm talking about. But I tell you, it is Kafkaesque. It is 1984 when you sit there on your couch after your kids have gone to bed for like an hour staring out into the starlit sky through the window. And you cannot think of anything you've done illegal other than speeding, other than drinking two beers and driving. And you can't think of anything you've done. And then you realize this government's so criminal and so wicked and so bad, they frame people on record. It doesn't matter. And it doesn't make me feel scared or bad. It makes me feel sad for this country that we're such a despicably corrupt, wicked, devilish nation. And Internet. We are ruled by criminals that are openly waging war on the press in front of everyone and getting away with it. Imagine what comes next. Well, more bondage, more sickness, more pain.
Most of us already know that taking a fish oil supplement to boost omega-3s is a good idea. But did you know that about 60% of Americans are actually deficient in omega-3s? Did you know that most fish oil products contain only about 25% omega-3s and the remaining 75% is undesirable fish fat? Heck, did you know that more than 90% of fish oil supplements sold in the USA are not even made here? If you want to boost your omega-3s using the finest American-made fish oil, check out Nutrigold Fish Oil Supplements on www.fishoil.best. Nutrigold fish oils are independently 5-star certified and guaranteed to be exceptionally pure. That means no more fish burps. Best of all, just one Nutrigold fish oil capsule contains more omega-3s than 4 standard fish oil capsules. Go to www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497 and use promo code BESTFISHOIL to get a free 1-month supply. That's www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497.
Just recently, we've witnessed some of the most catastrophic disasters in history. Be sure to prepare yourself with great-tasting, high-quality, GMO-free food that has a 25-year shelf life. Of course, we're talking about the foods from SurvivalFoodAlliance.com. And don't forget, the human body needs up to 3 quarts of water every day to remain healthy and hydrated. So check out our water bricks at SurvivalFoodAlliance.com. Go to SurvivalFoodAlliance.com or call 877-223-1776.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
We've all heard the news stories. Another shooting. And they're getting worse. That's why Infidel Body Armor introduces Infidel Fridays. Exclusive 24-hour insider deals to save you money and possibly save your life. Make it a favorite when you log on to InfidelBodyArmor.com. Then be sure to visit each and every Infidel Friday to get special insider pricing, but for 24 hours only. That's InfidelBodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Turn on the news and you'll hear stories of natural disasters, political unrest, and financial crisis. In times of uncertainty, how will you take care of your family's most basic needs? Food Insurance, America's most trusted provider of freeze-dried emergency food, has solutions that fit your family's needs and budget. Our meals are delicious, nutritious, and come with a guaranteed 25-year shelf life. For a limited time, we are sending a free freeze-dried meal to all listeners of this program. Go to foodinsurance.com and request your free meal today. That's foodinsurance.com.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
This is not America. A little piece of you, a little piece of me. We die.
Little piece of you.
Little piece of me.
Yeah, little piece of me.
We die.
We'll die.
For the system.
For the system of America.
Look at this new shock poll. 62% of Republicans feel betrayed by their party. We'll be getting into that. It's a Fox News poll. That's why the entire Republican leadership with the Democrats and the National Chamber of Commerce are giving more money to defeat Tea Party candidates in the last election and the upcoming election than the parties are donating to fight each other. Look it up. That's why they're indicting Tea Party governors and Tea Party attorney generals and Tea Party filmmakers. I don't agree with Michael Moore's politics, but if they set him up politically and arrested him for some little chicken stuff, I would defend Michael Moore vehemently. Not a word from him about Dinesh D'Souza being thrown in prison for getting five friends to give to a Senate campaign and not setting up a PAC to do it. Totally legal. He just didn't dot an I. And I told you they're coming for everybody. They're going to bring in 300,000 refugees out of the Middle East, admittedly full of Al-Qaeda and ISIS, and they'll end up attacking. But don't worry, the FBI is too busy with the FTC and the SEC and everybody else harassing small businesses. This morning I got up real early and I was just looking at FTC and SEC stuff. And it's just like they'll go after some supplement company because over that Arnold's involved with, because over 4 years they charge business vacations in golf to the company. And then I go read the code and that's totally kosher, but they don't care. They'll go after people for playing golf at company outings that's part of company entertainment and try to put people in jail while the SEC and others knew for years about Bernie Madoff and did nothing. They know all about the big banks laundering drug money and do nothing. The CIA runs the major drug cartels. Our troops are made to grow the opium in Afghanistan on record. But if they catch your teenage daughter or son with one shot of heroin, 5 years in prison. A ruined record. And when they get out, they got a 5-year education in criminal operations. A 5-year degree. That's how sick all this is. And we've got the blackmailed, controlled Congress, the blackmailed, controlled Supreme Court, as the crazy train goes right over the cliff. And we've got a Justice Department that shipped over 20,000 firearms into Mexico to demonize the Second Amendment and run a false flag. CBS News even got the memo. I was saying it was clearly a false flag. They got it, saying this is going to be used to blame the Second Amendment and restrict firearm ownership. That's the plan. To field agents who were getting upset and didn't want to be part of it. And you know what they did to the reporter that broke it from CBS News? They fired her. But you know what? She has her honor. She's a good person. We have the biggest war on the press this country has ever seen by Barack Hussein Obama. I mean, that's admitted by Jonathan Turley, who's been a guest on the show, the liberal constitutional scholar. It's a fact that Obama has jailed more journalists and gone after more whistleblowers than all modern presidents in the last 100 years together since those laws were on the books. The Trading with the Enemy Act, the Sedition Act, all of it. But because he's black, it's supposedly trendy, so it's okay. Does anyone feel safe having a government like this? Does anyone feel safe with the president outside of law just shuts down 1,000-plus power plants and increases our power prices and gives General Electric waivers to make huge profits because they're not under it? Does anyone feel safe with states all over just starting forced inoculation, even outside of law? Because laying down to these people is what's got us to this position. The reason America had lower taxes, was freer, and everybody wanted to move here was the people wouldn't put up with tyranny and would fight back against it. We were known as fighters, and so we had prosperity. Really, that's all America had was the fact we were fighters. We had a lot of problems, but there were constantly brush wars, constantly people standing up against corrupt government, local, state, federal, constant fights with the railroads. Americans didn't bend over. That's why we were great. Now, we've gone from the greatest to some of the most servile people in the world, and it's time to stop it.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, we get a lot of questions, and here are some of the answers. Our products are naturally low in salt, a quarter of many others, at 677 per pound dehydrated weight, or 277 calories per dollar. We're one of the least expensive in the industry. Everything is non-GMO and MSG-free. We gladly make free substitutions. Most orders ship the next business day. $99 is our everyday price at both 800-700-2184 and 30dayfoodsupply.com. Our meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and we put a high value on your privacy, and we'd never use high-pressure sales. Everything is packaged and shipped from our plant in Southern Oregon. Call 800-700-2184 and purchase our 30-day, 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit the website 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 800-700-2184, 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Many of the products at InfoWarsLife.com are true game changers. They are compounds that in many areas of the world are actually sold by prescription. But when we look at a product like Survival Shield Nascent Iodine X2, it's something that really has been hiding in plain view for over 100 years. The federal government mandated from the 20s until the 70s that iodine, a crude form of it, be added to table salt because of the incredible health problems that dietary deficiency in iodine was causing. I want to challenge the listeners who've not tried X2 for yourself. What do you have to lose? You are the tip of the spear in the fight for human liberty, and you're getting a high-quality product that has absolutely changed my life and many other people's lives that I know. And the final reason to try X2 is that it's so hard to keep in stock. We ordered the biggest shipment ever 6 months ago, and that is about to sell out. It may be a month or two until more comes in. I want to challenge all of you in the next week to stock up on Survival Shield X2 today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Dozens of diseases ranging from the common cold and flu to MRSA and pneumonia are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Fortunately, a simple, safe, and effective alternative exists. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that is safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold and yeast, and a limited number of parasites. It can even purify water. Supernatural Silver comes in both liquid and gel for internal or external use. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, research institutions, and nursing homes, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon in the fight against disease. To see how Supernatural Silver can give you and your loved ones protection and peace of mind, go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2015 for 20% off.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
So to be clear, it is a badge of courage, a badge of honor, to have MSNBC, CNN, the Houston Chronicle, the LA Times, the New York Times, basically every major publication in the country on a weekly basis or so, writes articles claiming I want to kill police, that I say the world's ending in September, that Jade Helm's going to be martial law, and just constant lies. That I influence the Boston bombers, that I'm deeply racist. We're under massive disinformation attack because they want to inoculate people psychologically, intellectually, mentally, to hate InfoWars.com, to hate Alex Jones, to assassinate my name before someone finds the website, the radio show, the films for themselves. Because it's so dramatic. We get like 97% positive votes on YouTube. Nobody gets that. Our products get 5-star ratings, just unheard of. We're growing exponentially. Even as the economy implodes, the audience is expanding. So even though less revenue comes in per listener, we're able to still expand even in the face of a media implosion. The world's in a depression. And people are waking up now in droves all over the country and the planet. And so they're going after any leadership, whether it be Governor Abbott of Texas or the Attorney General of Texas or other conservative libertarian Republicans. They're going after everybody, folks. I expect they'll try to go after Walter Jones, the congressman who's joining us next hour, who spearheaded getting rid of Boehner. Praise God that happened today. I expect they'll go after Louie Gohmert. Chuck Norris. I got sent a photo this morning from Chuck Norris and his son. We're asking permission to tweet it. They haven't tweeted back yet. When his son, Mike Norris, who's a big filmmaker in his own right, was here in studio with us, he went ahead and openly said that his dad told him point blank, you get involved in the Liberty Movement. Oh, there it is. We did tweet it. It's on Real Alex Jones with the InfoWars shirt. He said, get ready for them to come and try to kill you or set you up or indict you. But he said, I'm very proud of what you're doing. And his son told that story sitting right next to me here a few months ago. Because they're putting a movie out about a martial law takeover in America that I'm in. And you better believe that their family has been put under a lot of pressure as well. This is what goes on in this so-called free country. In America, Chuck Norris told his son, Mike Norris, who learned how to ride motorcycles with Steve McQueen, Americana patriot, you do this, there's a good chance they're going to kill you. But I'm proud of what you're doing. That's what's really going on in America. And most people are intimidated. I would be intimidated by putting my tail between my legs and giving into it. Because that's scarier than having them pull me over, plant drugs on me, doing God knows what they're going to make up. God knows. And I just see it as a foregone conclusion. I don't want it to happen, but what brings me solace is just accepting it. I consider myself to be dead already. And I'll tell you, that's when you're really alive. I remember I was talking to my uncle a few months before he got sick and died last year. So it was in 2013 I was talking to him. He died in January of 2014, and he'd been in a lot of secret helicopter operations with special forces, shot down 7 times. He never even told us that until we dug through his army chest one time when he was at work. And I was driving along with him talking about the death threats and the dirty tricks. And I said, you know, though, the great part is God gives me comfort. I just turn it off and think that I'm basically dead already. And he looked at me and he goes, that's what you've got to do. And just the way he said it, it was like he totally understood what I was saying. I understood what he was saying. And that's what it's really all about. I'm dead already. And that's when you're really alive, folks, is when you're dead already. There's nothing they can take from me now. Not my children, not my name, nothing. I know that I've stood for what's right and what's good, and all the haters and all their agents and all their minions that have failed so many times before, I believe in my heart of hearts you'll fail yet again. But whatever comes out of this, in the final equation, I've stood for what's right and what's just. And more people need to do that today. And more people need to tell their friends and family about InfoWars.com and the forbidden information, what the system doesn't want you to have. More people need to become bold and stand up because they can't stop us all. And they know that's happening now. They know the military's blowing the whistle. They know people inside government are telling the truth. They know the truth's coming out. And I can look in the eyes of the New World Order and I can tell you they're scared. And they should be, because truth and justice is coming. And they cannot shut us all up. And the spirit of America is rising to face this tyranny. Are we really going to put up with a war on the press in this nation? Let's go to my report. Obama is working on shutting down major independent American news operation. And again, I have this directly from multiple sources. This is going on. This is what they're up to. This is how they're operating. This is what they're doing. And it's all about the shutdown of information so they can fully take down this country and take your pension funds and gut the borders further and take down this civilization. And I want to ask you the question, are you going to put up with it? Because groveling and giving into this has only made it worse. Here is the report, and at the end I'll add some points that I didn't have in the report. I need to write some notes on this because it was point blank that they want to shut down this operation or wound it or keep it from reaching more people or keep it from growing because they understand that we're a conduit that can force major stories out. I mean, Walter Jones is coming on with us next hour, a congressman who came on this show and went on others, but admitted this show was one of the main groups. You, the audience, are the power. You are the people. And that you coming on and you supporting what we're doing and you coming on board is the reason that he believed a month ago that Boehner would be stepping down, and now it's happened. Do you understand that? In a sea of passive people, in an ocean of cowards, in an ocean of brain-numbed, zombified sheeple, InfoWars is a gathering place, a focal point for millions of people that will stand up against the bullies. And the crooks are scared. They've committed so many crimes and been so arrogant, their back's against the wall. They're committed to their cause and all its evils. And God always does this before a nation is judged. The evil is brought out in the open. The people are given a choice whether they're going to go with it or stand against it. And you're all being given your choice right now. If America doesn't repent now and turn back, and if the churches don't stop being government institutions, and if the military and the police and the FBI and the rest of you don't start speaking out more and putting your careers on the line more to tell the truth and to blow the whistle, we're going to be judged worse than Germany was by the end of World War II, when one-third of the Germans were killed. You don't really see that on the news, but that's in the history books. I can assure you that if this goes through, within a decade, they're going to purge everyone that served them and help bring the system in, probably sooner. You will be in the exact same position as the Attorney General of Texas who's been indicted and all the, and Dinesh D'Souza and everybody else. In America, we now face the Soviet NKVD-level thuggery. Look in Germany. You criticize the open borders there? They have reactivated the Stasi. That's mainstream German news, and have them putting people in jail for 120 days and or 5,000 euro fines for saying you don't like open borders. That's the cultural Marxism. They mean business, folks, and I'm not intimidated by them. I'm not going to hide in some corner waiting for them or grovel to the system in the hopes they back off. This is an illegitimate system by every yardstick. It's committed so many crimes. The FBI crime lab, I've had the former head of it on, admitting it was totally manufactured. The whole system is rotten and evil. It doesn't mean everybody in it is evil, but from the top, it's evil. And it isn't fit to clean out a porta potty, much less execute justice. We've now reached this crisis. And they plan to use this societal constitutional crisis to collapse the old system completely and bring in complete tyranny that makes this tyranny look like a cakewalk. Let's go to the special breakdown where I go over all of this. And again, it's key to understand the White House tasked the FBI Texas division, that sector, to dig up stuff, couldn't do it. Then they didn't want it to be political. They went to the FTC and around to some other federal agencies to sheep dip that it's directly out of the White House and the Justice Department. And now they've got an FBI task force working for the Federal Trade Commission with whole rooms of senior people. And when they do something like that, they will make something up. So I say, politically, you've already filled your hand. That's what this is all about. Folks, you don't think George Washington and all them, when they signed the Declaration of Independence, didn't know what they were doing? I know what I'm doing. So don't, I take that pleasure away from you that you think I'm like you and I'm a coward. I'm not a coward. Let's go to this report. Here it is. A few years ago, the Pentagon issued a report containing research dealing with controlling domestic populations here in the United States. And they weren't worried about communists. They weren't worried about radical Islamists. They weren't worried about conservatives or liberals or even peace activists. They were concerned about what they called empowered individuals who were taking action peacefully in the society to change the status quo. What is the status quo? The status quo is a rapid consolidation of wealth by the elite through crony capitalism and the public being domesticated via systems of socialism. The status quo is the breakdown of the family. The status quo is the end of our borders. The status quo is our government funding radical jihadists all over the Middle East and Africa and Central Asia to destabilize Christian areas and to kill other minority groups. Now, it was about a year ago that a FBI source, an FBI individual, contacted me to let me know that everything I was doing was being monitored and surveilled. And it was a very credible individual. And then today, I got contacted by an extremely credible individual. Many people out there would know their name. That the Obama administration has had enough of InfoWars and is worried about the fact that we are empowering people, that we are empowered individuals, and that we are bringing people together. And that they've got the entire operation lined up and ready to pull a search and seizure, news cameras, whole nine yards raid on InfoWars. Now, the whole point of that is like the cases with the Amish where they sell their neighbor cheese and then the feds SWAT team and put their head on the ground and they've got helicopters. It's to create the perception that you must really be a bad guy. But people see through that now. But it doesn't matter. They believe we have the full faith and credit of the U.S. federal government so we can do whatever we want. We can commit any crime we want. We can get away with it. We can have Planned Parenthood openly sell baby parts, and we can see babies fighting scalpels with their hands alive out of the womb, and it's okay. Nobody's going to get in trouble. Some folks back in the 40s, early 40s in Western Europe thought that too. And my grandfathers weren't afraid of those bullies, and I'm not afraid of you. And that's what this comes down to. I feel empowered, I feel strong, and I feel absolutely committed to telling the truth and exposing what's happening. But reportedly, they have a FBI task force, one directly under the head of the FBI in D.C., the major white-collar crime task force that goes after La Cosa Nostra, you name it. They don't go after the Federal Reserve that actually runs the drugs or launders the money. Now, Goldman Sachs, J.P. Morgan, of course not, or Wells Fargo. And they've got them in there, whole rooms of men and women just pouring over everything and their fake informants and all the rest of it to try to manufacture something. And that's the word. They're very confident that they can raid this facility and make something up. So go ahead. You've already committed to who you are. You've already committed to what you stand for. I know what I stand for. I know what I've done. And anything you pull out of a hat is just that, a rabbit trick, and folks know you're a magician. The public isn't like children anymore where they're 3 years old and believe a rabbit really came out of the hat. There's a table with a trap door. You put the hat on it, you open it, and put the rabbit up in and then pull it out. And, you know, my source was saying, well, by doing this, it may put a fly in their ointment because, you know, they want to be able to have it all Hollywood style. And I said, you know, I'm not even going to come out and talk about this because of that. I mean, I trust in God, just like George Washington did. And I think about how he faced 40, 50,000 troops landing in the north and 30, 40,000 landing in the south and another 30, 40,000 coming in a month later. I mean, they were burning down folks' houses. They were killing everybody. I mean, I'm nothing compared to the forebearers of this nation. But my ancestors were there and were involved in it all. And they were greater men than I. And so I'm here facing a bunch of discredited, evil people who have a bunch of cowards amongst their midst who are compartmentalized who are going along with this. And so what I face is nothing compared to my ancestors. So I have no fear. I only hope that I can try to measure at least partially up to what they did. Now, it was also said when I called a couple of my lawyers that are pretty high-powered and smart, they said, you know, this could be a way to further try to discredit you. You know, they write those articles where you said Jade Helm would be martial law, and it wasn't. But, of course, you didn't say that. And where the end of the world was coming in September, you didn't say that, but they say you said that. I'd be careful on this because it takes a lot to have an administration come after the press, and this is really a bold move if they do this. But they had to concede. We've seen a record reign of terror on mainline reporters, on whistleblowers, and so this is really part of the climate we're going into. I hope this is just people jerking my chain. I hope this is just folks trying to get a reaction, because regardless of whether this is real or not, real people in the FBI continue to contact me to say, this is coming, this is being done, be ready. Be ready. I have outside accounting firms that do all the accounting. I can't even balance my own checkbook. I'm not a math guy. I have two outside firms, one that does it, one that audits it. Everything's transparent. In fact, that's the other thing. You sit back and you think, what is it they're going to cook up? One of my lawyers says it'll probably be supplements, but you've got outside lawyers. You use outside top facilities that produce it for you. You're a private labeler for your formulas. That's probably, that's the other big kicker. It's the Federal Trade Commission, the FTC. And when I heard that, I remembered the fact that I was on the phone with Mark Cuban. Only talked to him a couple times, and he was going to put out a film that I'd produced exposing Saudi involvement in 9/11, which is now basically admitted in 28 pages. And he called back a few days later to the Hollywood producer and said, I can't do this now. He was going to put it on 1,100 screens and put it in stores everywhere. You know, the host of Shark Tank, owner of the Mavericks. He said they called me up, the Bush FTC, and said, we're going to put you in prison for insider trading for putting this film out. And it was SEC. He said, listen, I got a family. I'm not going to be involved in this. Wow, this is really deep. And he came out and apologized in the news for talking about putting out loose change. A year later, New York Times comes out with an email, not just a call, with the Fed saying, we're going to indict you for insider trading because you put this film out or you're talking about it. That's how crazy and on a power trip these feds are, that they would call a guy worth $5 billion on the phone and email him and say, we're going to put you in prison for talking about putting this film out. And then he still gave in to him, got on his knees, and they still came and tried to indict him. Not once, but twice. He didn't do insider trading. Listen, I know Martha Stewart. I know you've written the federal laws where taking a crap in your own toilet's illegal. I know that you've, you know, got this whole thing set up with your fake grand juries and your federal juries and all the rest of it. Don't ever think that I got into this not knowing the stakes. Don't ever think I got into this not knowing criminals run this country now. I mean, hell, you people are in baby part business. You keep babies alive and sell their organs. You protect the people that do that. DynCorp and Halliburton that's come out are in the child trafficking rings. You people bring the narcotics in. I mean, you don't think I don't know that? I just always love how you try to intimidate me and you act like I don't know. I know. I have a moral responsibility to stand up to you, and I will continue to do it. And I may be destroyed in the process. That's part of God's plan. But in the final equation, my listeners and my viewers are the empowered people, and they're the power of InfoWars.com. They're the power of liberty and freedom. I'm not the person that's important, and they're not going to go away. And they'll know in their hearts that whatever it is you're going to make up is a load of manure. This isn't the FBI and the CIA and the NSA of 30 years ago when you still had the public trust. You don't have it trust. And you're just moving forward with America's inertia as if this can go on forever. The head of Defense Intelligence, the general, and the deputy head of the CIA have all gone public in the last 2 months saying our government ordered them to aid Al-Qaeda and ISIS and that it's evil and they're fixing intelligence. Our military is standing up and doing the right thing. And they know that all started here 4 or 5 years ago. Again, it's about empowerment. It's about people believing doing the right thing can change the world. And I don't believe it. I know it. And so I'll tell you right now, my gut tells me we're going to get more orders, more purchases, more support, more AM&FM affiliates, more TV affiliates, more support than we've ever gotten before because of what is reportedly being tried right now. And if you actually try to cook something up, no one's going to buy it except for your little stable of kept, blackmailed, controlled juries and grand jurists. But a lot of juries aren't corrupt. A lot of judges aren't corrupt as well. You know, I think about Joe Bannister, who I first interviewed back in like 1999, highly decorated, great career, federal treasury agent, you know, doing raids on people. He hears a show about the Federal Reserve being proud of the IRS being a scam. He doesn't believe it. He sets out to disprove it. 2 years later, goes in and talks to his bosses. He says, this looks like it's true. They said, just resign. That wasn't enough. Then they indicted him, not once but twice, for tax fraud, for giving speeches about it in America, and both juries found him not guilty. So you see, I only began to join the ranks of incredible men like him and Erwin Schiff in federal prison for exposing the IRS. I mean, this is what it's all about. And when I die, when they bury me 6 feet under, when I'm pushing daisies, I'm not going to be listed with all the cowards over there that went along with being a bunch of parasites and gangs who feel so safe in their cowardice, part of their little crews. And that's what this comes down to. We are about human empowerment, and I know it shook them up, the money bomb. I mean, you know how much money we have to bring in to run this? That's nothing. I know it shook the system up to know that we've got 1.4, 1.6 billion people reached every month via social media. I know it shakes you up. We have billions of views online every year. I know it shakes you up. We reach 3, 4 million people terrestrial radio a day. We got a million podcast listeners a day, and it's all growing. Absolutely. But I know as we rise to face you, for every action there's an opposite and equal reaction, that you're going to do this. You are playing your role. You think you've chosen the right God, the right team. I've chosen the side I'm on, and that's where I am forever. And it is a fulfilling feeling, a buoying feeling, to know that I'm on the side of right. And to show people they can be empowered and stand up against the Goliaths of this world. Because it doesn't matter what happens to me. I'll inspire a million Davids against you. Because that's what InfoWars has always been. I think you could call it Operation David in the final equation. Don't take this broadcast for granted. Don't take what we do here for granted because the enemy doesn't like it. Know that. I want to thank you all and salute you for spreading the word. You are the modern Paul Revere's in this eternal fight against evil. In Operation David. And that Operation David thing just came to me there. That was teleprompter free, 13-minute long transmission. That's why I said FTC, not SEC, with the Mark Cuban situation. And I said for every action, there is a opposite and equal reaction when it's an equal opposite. Either way, I guess. We'll be back. Stay with us. Congressman Jones coming up. He's unseated Maynard. Praise God. Now the fight is to decide who we're going to put in place there. Alex Jones here, and I'm very excited to be able to bring you the hands-down best deal we've ever offered on high-quality storable foods. InfoWarsStore.com is now partnering with the top-of-the-line storable food company, My Patriot Supply, to bring you the highest quality, freshest, longest-lasting, most affordable storable foods at the lowest price you're going to find anywhere. My goal is to find the best deals and bring it to you. For a limited time until October 1st, they're allowing us to offer the lowest price on food they've ever given. given to the public. Now is the time in the next week to take action and to secure your pantry for any emergency. Visit InfoWarsSelect.com or InfoWarsStore.com today to check out the amazing deals for yourself. You've only got until October 1st to take advantage of these introductory offers. Secure you and your family's needs today at InfoWarsStore.com with InfoWars Select. That's InfoWarsSelect.com or 888-253-3139.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.